This room in the Syrian town of Qusayr near the Lebanese border houses a small group of Syria's activists turned citizen journalists. With independent media facing increasing restrictions in reporting from the ground, international media organizations have come to rely on such citizen journalists for information on developments in Syria.
My role is, I have friends who bring me the footage that they film. They risk their lives to film the moment of the strike of a shell and go to field hospitals to film the injured and the children. My role is to cut the footage and send it over the internet. Whatever we are able to send, 10 seconds, 20, 30, anything that we can send to the media so they can see what is happening.
The footage filmed using mobile phones and amateur video cameras is uploaded to social media websites such as YouTube and Facebook. In addition to the dangers of undertaking the filming itself, the main difficulty is technological.
Bashar al-Assad didn't leave internet or communications. He cut everything. We are trying our best to send, but we are maybe sending 3 or 5%. Sometimes sending 20 seconds takes us 2 hours or 3 hours to upload.
For now, it seems likely that most of the footage of the Syrian uprising will continue, at least for the foreseeable future, to come from citizen journalist teams such as these. Nick Rowlands, Reuters.